and we'll be right back.
A meeting of the minds of Israel's enemies. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah militants met today with top leaders of the Hamas and Islamic Jihad terror groups that Israel keeps hitting with airstrikes inside Gaza.
The death toll there rapidly rising to more than 5,700 people. We know that the factions inside Gaza, despite these ongoing airstrikes by the Israeli military, have maintained their capability 19 days into this conflict to fire on major population centers with long-range rockets. Earlier today, sirens were sounding in northern Israel, just north of the city of Haifa, Israel's third largest city.
That's Fox's Trey Yinks near the border with Gaza, where 2 million civilians caught in the crossfire have been rationing food. Fuel's in short supply. The World Health Organization reports half of Gaza's healthcare facilities have stopped functioning with no fuel for generators. We'll hear from President Biden later today. He has said humanitarian aid to Gaza is not going in fast enough. He'll take questions after meeting at the White House with Australia's Prime Minister, and this might come up.
There are growing safety concerns about U.S. forces serving all across the Middle East this morning. This after multiple attacks against U.S. forces serving both in Iraq and Syria. While these attacks, the U.S. believes, are being carried out by third-party militias, Iranian proxies, the Pentagon also believes that these attacks have Iran's fingerprints all over them. At least 24 service members have been injured in these attacks.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. The House may vote again for Speaker today with Congressman Mike Johnson, the new and fourth Republican nominee.
We're going to restore your trust in what we do here. You're going to see a new form of government, and we are going to move this quickly.
Though it's not clear if Republicans are united this time. Former President Trump due back in court this morning in New York for his company's civil trial. The judge has already ruled the Trump Organization committed fraud. He just posted on Truth Social that the judge is very angry and very partisan, and the trial is rigged. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Yes. A manhunt is over in Tennessee. The estranged son of Nashville's police chief wanted in the weekend shooting of two police officers in Laverne has been found dead. It's believed that John Drake Jr. killed himself. The two officers wounded outside of a store on Saturday have been released from a hospital, but the search continues in Massachusetts for a man suspected in the death of his wife.
The manhunt for Aaron Pennington is centered on 400 acres of woods where his vehicle was found on Monday in Gardner, which is about 60 miles northwest of Boston. Massachusetts State Police say Pennington should be considered armed and dangerous and warned the public not to approach him. Police say 30-year-old Breanne Pennington was found dead on Sunday morning. She'd been shot in an upstairs bedroom of the couple's home. Their four young children, aged 2, 5, 7, and 9, went to a neighbor's house asking for help before their mother's body was found. They're in state custody. Court papers say the couple had had marital problems and that Breanne Pennington had been planning to move to Texas with the kids. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A mother in Massachusetts accused of strangling to death her three young children last year faces arraignment tomorrow. Newly unsealed court records show that Lindsay Clancy had researched ways to kill her kids. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed up for the Dow, down for the Nasdaq before this hour's opening bell. The World Series is set in baseball.
Cave, a fly ball to right field. Over is Carroll. He's got it! And the Arizona Diamondbacks are headed to the World Series.
That call courtesy of TBS as the D-backs beat the Phillies 4-2 in the decisive Game 7 of their National League Championship Series Tuesday. The Diamondbacks will face the Rangers in the Fall Classic with Game 1 Friday night in Texas.
That's Fox's Eric Messersmith. 2 years ago, the Diamondbacks and the Rangers each lost more than 100 games. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. University of Illinois police arresting a man suspected of stealing multiple packages from doorsteps and mail areas of campus area apartments. Police recognizing 24-year-old Javaris Miller, who they're familiar with due to his 10 arrests since December of last year. Champaign Public Works Department will close certain portions of South Mattis Avenue and Kenyon Road for sidewalk construction projects. That happens later this week. Mattis Avenue southbound traffic will shrink by one lane to make room for a construction project for the city of Champaign from tomorrow through November the 1st. Decatur Park District has officially dedicated its new snow removal equipment building and airport rescue firefighter station at the airport, the $6 million facility, nearly 30,000 square feet. Facility has five snow plows, two fire trucks, four high-speed runway brooms, and two snow blowers, which can move 5 tons of snow in 1 hour. Now with those tools, that's moving lots of snow. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Mr. Meteorologist Greg Solier has joined us once again to tell us how we are looking. Raining here in downtown Philo the last few minutes. Well, what do we see? You said it was going to rain, so it's raining.
Well, yeah, there you go. And not all day. The rain's anticipated. There is an anticipated and well-defined break, but they kind of got to look towards maybe about a St. Louis, maybe Springfield line, everything kind of tracking from west-southwest to east-northeast. And so it goes. The first of multiple rounds of shower activity here and perhaps even a couple of thunderstorms thrown in for good measure over the next 4 or 5 days as we transition with time to much cooler and colder air. And Diane brought up a good point about Halloween. Next week, there are current indications, maybe 40 to 43 at trick-or-treat time. I wouldn't be surprised that there's a snowflake in the air maybe at some point here Tuesday morning and then maybe a sprinkle in the afternoon that time of the year. But we do foresee the second half of the month a return to milder, drier environment. So for folks trying to put the eye on the harvest and the T crossed as well, now guess what? We'll have plenty of opportunity down the line, but probably shut down here for the foreseeable future. 55 to 60 degree rainings currently. They're falling back a little bit here as the rain moves on through, but we will recover up to about 70 to 73 this afternoon. Shower activity for this morning, maybe a sprinkle this afternoon, so we do anticipate drier hours this afternoon. Bottoming out tonight at a mild overnight low of 63. That's the normal high this time of the year around here. 77, south winds pick up. An isolated shower thunderstorm possible with a northbound warm front both early and late in the day tomorrow. And then close to 80 on Friday with showers and thunder to our north and west of the morning, closer to home in the afternoon, and multiple rounds of wet weather between late Friday, Friday night, some shower activity late Saturday, more rain Sunday, showers for Monday, Tuesday next week, and we turn colder after near 80 on Friday. We're in the 50s on Saturday, low to mid 50s Sunday, and probably not getting past 50 for high temperatures next Tuesday and Wednesday. That means 40s around here, late November-ish, but again, sir, this too shall pass.
No, you got that right. Thank you, my friend. It's Greg Solier, meteorologist, brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member of FDIC. Pop culture, Travis Kelce dating Taylor Swift. And so what was the thing that impressed Travis Kelce's dad most about Taylor Swift?
She was polite, probably.
Okay.
She made over $100 million at a concert.
That would be impressive.
I think the number is Taylor Swift this year has made $1 million a day.
There you go.
So to Travis Kelce's making like $18 million. Does she say to him, honey, you don't have to work? I mean, is that part of the conversation? Travis Kelce's dad said the most impressed aspect of Taylor Swift, met her in the suite. Everybody seemingly meeting her in the suite these days. Said, I couldn't believe she didn't get the diva memo. She was picking up glasses and plates kind of cleaning up.
She got the memo to try to impress her father-in-law.
Yeah, you think so? Or was it a natural tendency to kind of clean
probably,
it up?
I don't know. I mean, she seems somewhat grounded for a Elvis-type superstar.
Has she had a rehab blip? She's never had anything.
I don't think so.
She's been a pretty solid girl.
That's hard to do.
Oh, boy.
The celebrity life, it's very difficult to hold that line. So, yeah, that's impressive right there. We don't know her.
She's been a hit since teenager, right? She's been a hit 15 years.
And she's come out steadily with a good song without leaving too much space in between them. And so it's just I'm surprised at the intensity of her popularity right now.
Well, Pink. Have you heard of Pink?
Yeah, sure.
Well, she was on 60 Minutes. Did you see that? 60 Minutes. Pink was saying, you know, she's kind of a, I don't know,
rebel,
kind of geekish.
Yeah.
She said, they relate with me. I relate with them. And we don't get really any coverage on anything, but we've sold 35 million tickets in the last 6 months.
Mm.
But what?
Yeah.
Well, Pink's done very well, too. Yes. I actually like her songs better than Taylor's in general.
Well, she's a kind of a gymnastics.
Yeah.
Does trapeze.
She does all this Cirque du Soleil stuff where she's suspended.
Looks dangerous to me. I don't know.
Right.
And amazing.
But she sings up there.
Right.
Well,
like a trapeze artist.
Well, she was talking about her training to sing upside down.
Right.
She does sing very well upside down.
That's crazy.
My blood would rush to my head.
I'll tell you another.
I get dizzy.
Another star that's actually fairly well, I don't know, well behaved or whatever is Lady Gaga. She used to, you know, kind of have this act of being completely outrageous, but actually she was pretty rational
and pretty good singer.
Yeah.
Adam says, I went to Dick's over the weekend. The first jersey you see when you walk in is not a Bears jersey, is Travis Kelce's 87.
Oh, yeah. No, that's, now we've got our own princess and prince.
This is
royalty.
And is it true that Aaron Andrews, the broadcaster, texted Taylor Swift and said, you just got to go out on a date with this guy?
It's all part of the fairy tale.
Unbelievable.
Stevie. Everybody loves a good love story.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it's been certainly, and people were all over it saying, oh, this is just promotion. She's trying to sell, I mean, all of that. And I think this happens, may actually be real.
Well, the third time I saw her in the suite, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
She's got other things to do.
Yeah. Right. Well, they were speculating that she was leaving the stadium in like a catering cart where she could hide because of the paparazzi.
I got you.
And one of her lead bodyguards was an Israeli Defense Force member, so he left. He went to Israel. So, okay, there's your pop culture.
Yeah,
update.
We rock that segment because we are on top of it when it comes to what people are talking about in pop culture for sure.
About that stuff.
I just pulled up the People magazine article, though, about that Arrowhead Stadium October 12th experience with the dad. She's very sweet, charming, and a down-to-earth young woman.
Down-to-earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, all right. That's good. Good to know. Because, you know, these days, you never know. All right. It is 8:13. We check your sports headlines. How about the Arizona Diamondbacks lost their last four games of the year, limped into the playoffs, and then swept Milwaukee and the Dodgers? No biggie. What? How'd that happen? They're in the World Series. They beat Philadelphia. They were down 3-2 going to Philadelphia, and they swept Philly in Philly. And you know, Philadelphia, in 140 years of baseball, Philadelphia Phillies had never been in a Game 7 in their franchise history? That's craziness.
Well, so, based on that, they'll probably beat the Rangers.
Yeah, hot beats better.
Yeah.
My mantra, hot beats better. Remember Eli Manning, the Giants, they were kind of good, and then they got hot, and they win the Super Bowl.
Did he do that twice? He did
I think the
wild card for sure the first time.
Well, the helmet catch was what?
That was the first time.
It kept the Patriots from going 19-0.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Miami boys were absolutely – they used to have a toast. Yeah, I think they drank a whole case of beer that time.
Right.
Miami Dolphins, the only undefeated team ever at 17-0 back in the day.
Still haven't got an undefeated team.
It's pretty hard to do.
So it'll be Arizona at Texas to face the Rangers in Game 1 of the World Series on Fox on Friday night at 7:03. Always fun to watch the game at Pia's, too. By the way, we'll be live on November 10th if you want to take note of that ahead of the game on Veterans Day the 11th when we face, I believe, Indiana. Indiana is who the Illinois volleyball team will face at Huff Hall at 7 o'clock tonight. We also talked about basketball a lot, and Terrence Shannon Jr., number 0, was a nominee for that Naismith Memorial Jerry West Award, and he's on the watch list for that. And we had Luke Giddey, who scored 11 points in that game against Ottawa, 116-65 winners. Go Illini.
We got two old guys, Luke Giddey and Marcus Damask, who transfers from Southern.
That's right.
Both 6'7". Marcus is a 36% career three-point shooter. Luke's going to be 35-40. So we've got mature, older, pretty good shooters. Let's see if we can improve that three-point
shooting
from
last year. Absolutely. Go Illini.
Defender when we'd have the press, the guy out front that'd steal the ball.
Yeah, that's Sincere Harris.
Mm-hmm. Is he back?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Now that's what
we,
I want to hear.
We got a lot of pieces. We'll see how we do. And Big Ten Network's carrying the scrimmage between Kansas and Illinois. Okay. Fundraiser Sunday night at State Farm Center.
At 5 o'clock. And you can get some fun shirts at Game Day Spirit to support that effort in Maui Strong fundraiser for Hawaii and all the fires that were there. We had NHL action last night. Boston over the Blackhawks 3-0. Winnipeg took down the St. Louis Blues 4-2. NBA season is starting up. Washington is Indianapolis to face the Pacers at 6. Oklahoma City's in Chicago to face the Bulls at 7. And Jacob Hurtubise, I'm telling you, he was on my list here because he got MLB's minor league hitter of the year.
Cincinnati Reds, just Cincinnati, not MLB.
Oh.
That'd be all of baseball. That'd be pretty good. But he got Cincinnati Reds hitter of the year in their entire minor league organization, future son-in-law. So
that's
excited
right.
for that.
You know, Deion Sanders was commenting about Michigan stealing those signs. And I don't know if you've heard about this analyst on the Michigan squad who's been to like 16 games in the last year and a half or something. And he's, you know, figuring out what the play is. Deion says, even if you know it's coming, you got to stop it.
Well, I mean, but what is illegal? And I'm not a Michigan guy, but what is illegal about me going to the game? They're holding up signs.
Right, they got these cards.
Everybody sees what they're doing, and mm-hmm. you got coaches trying to figure out what it means. I don't see how that's illegal. You're going to a public game. They're flashing things everybody sees. Why can't you do that?
Well, and you're talking about the Michigan guys collecting them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I call it cheating.
Harbaugh.
I call
it exactly.
Well, that's a good point.
Cheating and cheating. Nothing to be done about it.
Yeah. And 14-3 is first place in 16-4.
Which is just about what I'd expect from Michigan.
Members 14-3 beat 16-4. When we won 16, they won 14. The commissioner gave Michigan the title.
Well, I mean, that is still one of the most outrageous things I've seen in college sports where they gave the losing team the trophy.
Right.
I guess because they felt sorry that they didn't have to play against other teams that might have beat them.
Yeah. COVID!
Yeah. Right.
Busey proud to give back to their community. They got a very, very impressive list of accomplishments through their associates. The Busey associates gave over 20,000 hours of their time to hundreds of community organizations. They got nearly 200 associates on boards. Busey associates have raised almost $500,000 through the Pay It Forward and their scholarship programs, and the nearly $300,000 they've raised. So Busey is active in where they are. There's a comprehensive document highlights the work Busey is doing for the associates, customers, and communities it serves. Corporate sustainability practices, associate training, recognition and development, community development and reinvestment activities, charitable initiatives, governance practices. You can learn all about it if you want to read the report. You just go to Busey.com/impact. Busey.com/impact. Busey, for over 150 years, member FDIC.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team. And I have a TV question.
Shoot.
I was watching a game at a friend's house, and the picture was okay, but the sound was terrible.
What's the question?
The TVs in your store all sounded really good. What was wrong with my friends?
Well, probably nothing. We have soundbars and surround systems hooked up to our TVs because most flat TVs are too skinny to accommodate good speakers. Now, the Sony OLEDs are the exception. They don't need soundbars.
What makes them so different?
Sony calls it acoustic surface audio, and it's a Sony exclusive. Sound comes directly from the screen. There's mini woofers behind the screen that give body to the sound. Voices are clear, and that's a big help when you get older. You don't need the expense or extra space that a soundbar takes up. Other companies just use dinky speakers that point down at the table.
So, with acoustic surface audio, TV sounds good by itself? Can I hear the fans yelling?
Well, yeah, it's noisy on the floor.
Fans yell when I take the court. I want to know what they're saying.
Oh, boy.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helped me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair, too. Everything was friendly. Everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com. Pards.com. ESPN 93.5, $500 at Carpet Weavers could be yours. You just text me Carpet Weavers or go to GhostStever.com, part of our Stever program. That's GhostStever.com. $500 to Carpet Weavers, I'm giving it away.
I'm Bill Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Boeing shares are rallying, though the aircraft giant reported a wider-than-expected loss in the recent quarter, its revenue top forecast. Boeing is standing by its prediction for the year. Penske Automotive, the new and used car business, is reporting a disappointing quarter, saying used vehicle supply and affordability remains challenging. Gap shares are higher. Analysts at Wells Fargo say Gap's turnaround story is gaining traction. And LinkedIn is testing how generative artificial intelligence could help its employees get answers about its cybersecurity policies. A chatbot answers employee questions within seconds, compared with around 15 minutes when a human helper responded. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, thank you, Kevin. He said, technically, you can't use electronic equipment to steal the signs. He used his camera and his phone. I would just wonder, you know, if I'm there and I have a phone and I tape it, why would that be illegal? The bottom line is, Johnny's right. It's Michigan. They're guilty.
Right.
Okay. Allison, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Good to have you. My pleasure. You've got the Disability Resource Expert, this expo coming up. This is Allison Boot. It's at the Marketplace Mall Saturday. Tell me about this, Allison.
Yes, that's correct. It'll be this Saturday, October 28th, from 11 to 4 at Marketplace Mall. We are going to have 67 exhibitors, disability service providers from all over East Central Illinois and surrounding areas. We'll be able to help with any resource questions that people may have having to do with employment, transportation, foster care. You name it, we have a little something for everybody. We're bringing back some family fun aspects this year. We're going to have a Halloween costume contest since it's so close to the holidays. And we're going to have a face painter and a deck show for a few hours. So, again, there will be something for all ages. It should be a lot of fun.
You know what I like, Allison, with my son Aiden having some disabilities and recently employed and had such a great connection with Jen Meyer and Joe Pettinger as job coaches and community choices and helping kind of bridge that transition from going from high school into adulthood and has a real job. And we're just so thankful for all the resources. This is the kind of thing you can learn about and connect with people and get engaged so that your person really is on that path to success. I love it.
I love that you say that. Champaign County is a very inclusive community, and our expo is really a testament to that. And we have a lot of really great people involved. Joe Pittinger, like you said, he's been really helpful. Barb Bresner, even though my husband and I took over for her as the coordinators a couple of years ago, she's still really involved. We couldn't do it without her. And we just love that the expo is really a testament to how inclusive Champaign County and more broadly East Central Illinois is.
Well, we appreciate it. It's going to be an awesome event, Allison. Thank you for checking in with us. Saturday, October 28th, this Saturday, 11 to 4, Marketplace Mall, a family-friendly event. You can get answers, mm-hmm. all kinds of things, 67 exhibitors.
Well, and Stevie, you get a booklet when you walk in with a lot of these exhibitors in this resource book, right,
awesome,
Allison?
Awesome.
Exactly, and we spend a lot of time and devote a lot to that resource book it's given out all year long. It'll include all the exhibitor contact information and who you should talk to. It's like an encyclopedia of the resources. It's a really wonderful thing. So definitely pick up your copy at the Expo.
You got it. Allison Boot, thank you for being on.
Nicely
good going.
Done. Well, now, going. Where can we get more details in case we need more about what's happening Saturday at Marketplace Mall?
DisabilityResourceExpo.org is our website.
DisabilityResourceExpo.org. O-R-G. We got it. Allison, thank you for being on.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Another thing that's happening for Aiden is he's gotten these Amtrikes in the past, Johnny, where, you know, he, when he was a little kid, he worked with Lisa Moore, Lisa Silver back in the day, to use his hands to pedal the bike and increase his mobility and give him exercising. Well, Ambuck sponsors different kids around our area, and he's actually grown up so big that he's looking for a recumbent bike where you sit near the ground and have the pedals in front of you and the steering under the seat. He's going to present it by that from Ambucks for an Amtrike on Saturday at noon.
Well, that's exciting. Wonderful.
Yes, that's fantastic.
Good work. We're thrilled. Oh,
good work, Ambucks. Mm-hmm. Okay, going to break. We'll be right back. The guy who, along with Tara Herless, our friend, both U of I police officers, saved a guy who had a cardiac arrest with a recruit that was on campus.
Right.
Their dad has congestive heart failure. He's only 52. He had a cardiac arrest. Mm-hmm. And I think only 10% live from a cardiac arrest.
Right.
Well, they saved his life. He died twice. We're going to talk to Chris Williams, one of the two that was there.
Absolutely.
Coming up.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan.
All included.
I'm Dennis Freakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we say you get the whole store, we mean the whole store. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole.
Busey Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways Banking options at Busey are designed with your goals in mind. Busey Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Busey, your partner in building business and growing wealth since 1868. Member FDIC.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com. Escape to the country at Curtis Orchard in Southwest Champaign as the kids enjoy the playground and the petting zoo and the country store at Curtis Orchard featuring delicious apple cider, apple crisp donuts and pies, your favorite comfort foods made from scratch at the Flying Monkey Cafe. Come visit Curtis Orchard. Open now Monday through Saturday 9 to 6 and on Sundays 11 to 6. 3902 South Duncan Road in Champaign. At CurtisOrchard.com.
Okay, so we do have a Stever. The programmer, I, Stevie J, happily give you money so that you might spend it. Mm-hmm. So it's today from Carpet Weavers.
616 West Market View in Champaign.
Yeah, I don't know. It's $500 just to spend.
I mean, do some flooring,
what
get
the heck?
Some furniture.
217-359-2255. Just text in Carpet Weavers or go to GoStever.com.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. New plan at noon. House Republicans looking to lead with a new candidate for House Speaker, Mike Johnson from Louisiana.
This group here is ready to govern. We're going to govern well. We're going to do what's right. Right by the
head, does he have the support? Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson on Fox and Friends First.
He absolutely has my vote, and we did a roll call vote last night before we left where everybody stood up and said who they're going to vote for, and everybody was in full support of Mike Johnson.
A UN agency says it's running out of truck fuel to deliver aid to Gaza. Israel says Ask Hamas, which is known to have stockpiles. California Governor Gavin Newsom hasn't declared presidential ambitions, but he's visiting China. Got a rare warm welcome for his meeting with China's top diplomat and President Xi. Newsom says he wants to turn the page with China and talk climate cooperation. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, the governor urging Illinois residents to condemn hate and stand in solidarity with the Muslim and Jewish communities. Governor said, quote, hate has no home here in Illinois. He warned that there's been a rise in hate crimes against Arabs and Jews in the state, which has been sparked by the war between Israel and Hamas. A pair of University of Illinois police officers being credited by their superiors saving a man's life Saturday. Illinois police said the officers' life-saving actions took place amidst the pregame festivities for the game against Wisconsin. A man went into cardiac arrest hours before the kickoff. Officers Tara Hurlis and Chris Williams providing CPR and using a defibrillator to get the man's heart back into rhythm. A 24-year-old man arrested for the 11th time on the University of Illinois campus after police say this time they caught him with stolen packages from campus area apartments. Police said the man, Javarius Miller, whom they were familiar with, that due to several past arrests. And that's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, Jim, thank you. Our weather with our meteorologist, learned guy Greg Zoyer, brought to you by Carl.
Count on Carl for the flu shots and recommendations to feel better faster. And Carl is hiring. Plus, it's the sign-up period for Health Alliance. So you can get that done. Learn more, carl.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Van Ann vicinity in this unseasonably mild to downright warm weather pattern for mid to late October, continuing on in the shorter term. Big changes at temperature-wise over the weekend and the better part of next week as well, and a fair amount of rain in the transition, of which seeing some shower activity making its way across the air. It'll be with us here much of the morning. A little more hit-miss chances later this afternoon. Up to 73 and a gusty south wind. Breezy and mild tonight with an isolated shower threat early, though down to 63. That's a typical high for the time of year. Windy warm for the day tomorrow. Considerable cloudiness and isolated shower thunderstorm both morning and again late afternoon. Highs up to 77 degrees. Friday, windy, warm, couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms. A high getting close to 80 in some spots. Much cooler over the course of the weekend. Temperatures up near 60 at best on Saturday with some shower activity in the afternoon. Sunday, a chilly rain with highs in the 50s. Lower 50s and a shower threat for Monday. Only in the 40s then for Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie G, Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Always a pleasure to talk about Donnie up at Long Branch Steakhouse here in beautiful downtown Gifford. Well, you know what, friends? It's never too early to make your Christmas party reservations at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. They are taking party reservations for December. Two nights already gone. Don't be left out this year. If you want a fabulous night at the Long Branch for your office party, get it done now. Connect with the Long Branch Steakhouse and book your Christmas party. Long Branch Steakhouse, beautiful downtown Gifford.
Whether your regular beauty counter has disappeared or you want a beauty refresh, then it's time to visit Merle Norman. Beautiful changes happen every day at Merle Norman. Whether you have a special event coming up or you're just in the mood for something new, you can depend on Merle Norman Cosmetics to satisfy all your beauty needs. From advanced skincare solutions to the latest looks and color, we're locally owned and ready to help you with expert guidance and award-winning products. No wonder we've been the go-to brand for millions of women since 1931. Visit us today at 706 West Market View Drive over by Subway.
Well, he's the University of Illinois police officer, Chris Williams. Are you there, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Come on, man. What the heck? So you're at the ball game. It's homecoming. A guy falls over with cardiac arrest. You and Tara save him.
Yes.
And what? What? First of all, tell me what happened.
Steve, it's such a whirlwind Saturday. We get back to the center as we usually do after the Illini walk, and the center kind of, me and Tara and I are doing what we usually do, you know, walk through the facility, you know, saying hi to everybody. When I was alerted by the coaching staff that a male was having a medical emergency. So then Officer Turles and I just basically went into okay mode and ran to the male who was upstairs in the second level. Who appeared to be having chest pains. And from then it was just, so everything was so fast when it happened. It went from him having chest pains to Officer Hill was making a great call. And, you know, he was, at the time when we saw him, he was seated in a chair. And then we decided to move him to the floor just in case we were going to have to provide medical care to him. At that point, we laid him on the floor. His breathing became more dire to the point where he became unconscious. And then Officer Hurlis made a phenomenal call where a student trainer happened to be upstairs with us at the same time who had an AED ready. Officer Hurlis made a great call to get the AED prepped. She proceeded to cut his shirt off at that time. The plaids were placed on the gentleman, which gave him the first initial jolt, the initial shock from the AED. He was unresponsive, and then we just began chest compressions after that.
Wow. So apparently, after he died twice, is it true? I think I quoted Tara saying this. I'm fine. He said, you died twice, you're going to the hospital.
Right.
Oh, man, and his son
exactly.
Was here. His wife and son were there. The son was there on a recruiting visit. So in any event, it's unbelievable. Had you ever been involved, Chris, in anything like this?
CPR once before. I was in high school. It was very brief.
Wow.
For me, due to the fact that in the incident, they were pretty much the same position. There were a lot of there happened to be actual medical professionals on hand. So I kind of started the process, and shortly after, when I was in, there were some off-duty EMTs who were also, it was a car accident when I was in high school, an individual, and there were some EMTs that happened to be on their way back from a training that were on hand. So I did provide a brief amount of CPR, but nothing to the extent that I did on Saturday.
Well, listen, thank you for what you do. We support police absolutely here, and we appreciate every day that you put the uniform on and help. And we do appreciate your under duress. And you got a little Mariah Carey coming out of the radio with Hero, because that's what you both are. It's just unbelievable. And by the way, that was the best muscle pose I've ever seen.
That's right, after our win
Maryland. Come on, Chris. That was you in the uniform doing that. Ooh, man, it was awesome. And weren't you soaking wet?
It actually stopped raining the second half of the game, so it wasn't. Wasn't bad. There's just so much emotion being with my role with the football team as a liaison. I was just so happy for the staff.
Oh, yeah.
I just met him. So happy.
At that time, Chris Williams could have put the orange cones down. Don't Brett Billman, let's go. Let's go. You and me, man. Anyway, good going, man. Keep up your great work. Thank you for what you do, Chris.
Thank you so much, Stevie and Miss Diana. I greatly appreciate it.
We do. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. Chris Williams, a hero, along with Tara Hurlis, who saved the man's life. Love playing Mariah Carey. It's too bad her range wasn't very good in her day.
What?
She had like 10 octaves.
One of the highest.
How many octaves can you have? Ever.
Like,
That's right. Her and Minnie Riperton, highest note ever.
What a voice.
That automated external defibrillator, I don't know if I'd grab that because I'd be anxious about
Well, we pulled it out at CrossFit.
Okay.
There's one on the wall, and it tells you what to do.
All right.
You stick it on their skin in the right spots, two spots, and then it says initiate or no, don't, you know, it tells you.
Okay.
It's unbelievable how helpful. But Tara knew what to do, cut the shirt off. I mean, those guys doing the compression and the CPR training, he wouldn't have lived without all that.
Right.
I think the defibrillator got him going, but I think the chest compressions were just as important.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Tara Herless and Chris
Williams. Appreciate you. Our law enforcement saving lives every day.
Every year on November 11th, the United States of America proudly celebrates Veterans Day. And at Muhammad Christian Church, we are very grateful for the men and the women who protect and preserve our freedom. And we recognize all veterans and salute our armed forces every day of the year. And this year, allow us to make those days special as we present the Muhammad Christian Church 18th Annual Living Flag. And you are cordially invited to join us as we are celebrating life, liberty, and the freedom of worship with our award-winning Living Flag Celebration. This year, we are presenting our Living Flag on Friday, November 3rd at 7 p.m., Saturday, November 4th at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and our finale, Sunday, November 5th at 5 p.m. And in our lobby after each performance, as you greet and thank our veterans and our active military, we will be serving dessert and refreshments. Muhammad Christian Church, 908 North Lake of the Woods Road, across from the Lake of the Woods Golf Course. And for more information, please visit MuhammadChristian.org.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When Ross went out, I always told him to be careful, and that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over when you see flashing lights. Everybody is somebody somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
We all have a mission in life, something that drives us to explore, to grow, to love. And when we discover it, we're made whole. At OSF Healthcare, we want you to be the best you possible. We're here for you on your schedule to make your life just a little bit easier. Whatever your mission is, we're here to support it. Your life, our mission. Learn more at osfhealthcare.org. /mission.
Why don't we do a quick sports headline?
You got it.
And so Diane Ducey is here, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
Illinois volleyball in action at Huff Hall tonight at 7 o'clock against Indiana. Of course, the football team with a bye week and lots of recruiting going on. From what I understand, aren't we in the playoff mode high school-wise?
Yep. In fact, I did not even see the pairings, but it happens this week.
Either. So I need to check that.
I think we're going to Williamsburg Unity High School.
Okay, thank you.
Is that south?
Yeah, near Springfield.
Okay.
Yeah. Gary Frank said Unity has a chance if we are sent south, not north.
I see. North,
what is it with north? Well, why can't we ever beat north?
Well, I think they're just more, there's more people north, and there's more, I don't know. It's harder north.
It's just harder.
I do know. It's harder north.
I've heard people say a lot of it is that when they start these youth, you know, junior football league programs. Of course, we have it in Rocket Nation.
Yeah,
but
we have it.
But if you're in an area where your town's 180,000 versus 2,800,
yeah. Okay,
there's probably more kids who can play.
Bigger pool, depending on the great guys.
All right.
NFL action will have Tampa Bay at Buffalo tomorrow. New Orleans is Indianapolis on Sunday at noon. Minnesota's at Green Bay, and the Bears will be in L.A. for the night game on Sunday evening. We'll have our Illini in action on the basketball court at 5 o'clock against number one Kansas. We were number 25 in that preseason poll, and we've already had an exhibition game where we were 116-65 winners over Ottawa. The entire roster played, 15 of them, 14 with at least 1 point in that game. NBA season is starting up. Washington is at Indianapolis to face the Pacers at 6 o'clock tonight. Oklahoma City in Chicago to face the Bulls. NHL action been underway a week or two. And Boston blanked the Blackhawks 3-0. Winnipeg over St. Louis's Blues 4-2. We have Arizona in it in the World Series at Texas to take on the Rangers. That game will start on Friday with the World Series at 7:03 on Fox. Arizona beat the Philadelphia Phillies 4-2 yesterday to take that series 4-3.
Sheesh. I see Unity in there. Paxton Buckley Loda made the playoffs.
Okay. Any, was it Central that we talked?
Centennial, I'm sure made it, but I don't know if they're 5A.
Okay. Gotcha.
Anyway, I'm trying to sort
it out. Yeah, what class is Unity? Because
I think 3A.
3A.
Okay. Yeah. And if you know something, of course, 217-359-2255 about the high school schedules and the playoffs that are coming up.
Yeah, I'm positive Centennial. Maybe I'll look it up.
Okay.
Okay, because it's Wednesday, so they got till Friday or Saturday. Mm-hmm. They play Fridays and Saturdays. We'll check Greg's weather one more time here before we get out of here at ESPN 93.5.
Frask International in Urbana is a legacy founded in 1958 by aviation pioneer Rudy Frasca with a mission of improving safety in the skies. Would you like to make a difference in your job? Frasca is looking for an accountant, a CNC machinist, manufacturing and electrical engineer, and customer service support. Positions for software, aeronautical, mechanical engineer, and machine shop finisher are also available. Positions include an extraordinary benefits package. As an equal opportunity employer, you can learn more at Frasca.com/careers.
Illini fans, gear up for the football season this year with the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Get ready to support your Fighting Illini by shopping their great selection of Illini football merchandise, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, even brand new Nike replica jerseys. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
All right, ESPN 93.5 weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. You can call Greg Wolf, get a free assessment of all your copier needs. Watts Copy System.
Don't forget, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign and Van Ann vicinity in this unseasonably mild to downright warm weather pattern for mid to late October, continuing on in the shorter term. Big changes at temperature-wise over the weekend and the better part of next week as well, and a fair amount of rain in the transition, of which seeing some shower activity making its way across the air. It'll be with us here much of the morning. A little more hit-miss chances later this afternoon. Up to 73 and a gusty south wind. Breezy and mild tonight with an isolated shower threat early, though, down to 63. That's a typical high for the time of year. Windy warm for the day tomorrow. Considerable cloudiness and isolated shower thunderstorm both morning again late afternoon. Highs up to 77 degrees. Friday, windy, warm, couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms. A high getting close to 80 in some spots. Much cooler over the course of the weekend. Temperatures up near 60. That passed on Saturday with some shower activity in the afternoon. Sunday, a chilly rain with highs in the 50s. Lower 50s and a shower threat for Monday. Only in the 40s then for Tuesday and Wednesday. For CVG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Jay Layman here, former U of I All-American linebacker. Do you like steak? Do you like red meat? Well, if you do, you got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse. They had phenomenal steaks, sides, salads. I love the onion rings and the fried mushrooms as well as the fried pickles. You've got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. That's right. Make the trip to Gifford for some of the best steaks you'll have. Kids love it too. I brought my whole family. I'll see you at Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
Should we leave it in the garage for now?
Go ahead, leave it in the garage for now.
You can leave that stuff there just for now, or schedule 2 Men in a Truck junk removal to come out and remove it for you. 2 Men in a Truck has multiple solutions. If the just for now stuff isn't needed, we can junk it. If it's items you need later, we can store the just for now stuff until later. Has your just for now become more than you anticipated? 2 Men in a Truck has solutions for your residential and commercial junk removal at 2menchampagne.com.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Okay, so last year, if I said Illinois basketball, one of the top things you think of is, well, we had trouble shooting the three. Luke Goody, who will be on every week now with the boys, along with Luke Altmyer, the quarterback. Got to have a first name of Luke to be in on the. He was asked about, you know, the three-point shooting, Luke Goody.
Yeah, you know, last year I think one of the biggest things was shot selection. You know, Coach talked about that a lot in the media, I know. And this year it's really focusing on getting better shots. You know, we did have capable shooters last year. You know, Sky could shoot the ball. You know, when he was here, Jaden obviously can shoot the ball. You know, Matt could shoot the ball. Coleman, I mean, we had good shooters. We just weren't taking the greatest shots. You know, that is attributed to the offense and kind of how the offensive game plan is set up. You know, this year it's a little bit different. We're looking to get our shooter shots. You know, we've worked on ways to spread the floor, get Terrence to his left hand, and ways to open up shooters, stuff like that. So I think our focus this year is more on, you know, shot selection, getting the right shots, getting the right three-point looks, and, you know, focusing on that.
You were in that Kansas close scrimmage, obviously, last year, and it sounded like you were playing well in that. Kansas is changing a little bit because a guy named Hunter is now going to be wearing their jersey. But what do you know about, number one, a Bill Self coach team, and then some of the guys that they bring back, like DeJuan Harris, Kevin McCullough, some of those other guys?
Yeah, they're super quick. They're always going to have a fast team, a really loaded roster. You know, they got the best talent in the country. So when you bring a big guy in from, you know, the Big Ten that's been putting up double-doubles and every year he's been in college, you know, it's going to make a big impact. So I've never had any ill will towards him. Always thought he was a good player. You know, he was cool on the court, so never had an issue with him. But, you know, Kansas is – they're always going to be good. They got a great point guard that has been doing his thing in the Big 12. DeJuan Harris can really – I would say one of the top five point guards in the country, honestly. You know, outside of what I would say my teammates. But he's going to do a great job. They got great wings again, Kevin McCullough, I know. So we just got to be ready. You know, I think we can match them talent-wise. So now it just comes down to who makes the least amount of mistakes and plays the hardest, you know.
You mentioned there that, you know, you were fine with Hunter. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be. I mean,
you're right.
I know Illini fans do like the fact that he's never beaten you guys to this point. What was that like on the court? I mean, the Orange Crush dogged him quite a bit last year, but was he just like a normal dude to you guys? Were you guys cool with him? Was there any type of jabbing or anything like that?
Yeah, you know, I don't really talk trash unless somebody talks trash to me, and he didn't really say anything to me. So
all right. Luke Goody, awesome stuff.
Okay.
Every week now. What a fine kid. He's a good kid.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, he can shoot. So he's talking, when he says shot selection, we went down there and occasionally Matthew Meyer kind of chucked one because he said it's all about chucking threes.
Yep.
I think he said that. Anyway, that's fine.
I don't doubt that.
If you have Luke Goody on the wing with a look and his feet square,
yeah,
he's going to make 40% of them.
Yep.
He's just tremendous. And Marcus Damask apparently is just like Luke. He's that kind of shooter. And they're older.
getting better shots. I love that insight. And that's the kind of thing you can hear when you're listening to the Luke segment after four here on ESPN 93.5.
Somebody Luke. Luke Altmaier. Exactly. Luke Goody. But anyway, it's fun to have him on and just talk. And then they, I think a little late, later they ask him if they're going to try and beat Kansas. And it's a scrimmage. He said, absolutely. And they're going to try and beat us.
Love it.
It's one of those Harlem Globetrotter things where they kind of goof around. But you'll notice at the end of the Harlem Globetrotters, Washington Generals, they actually start playing hard because the Generals are made up of former pros and guys that have maybe been in the G League. But they're good basketball players. Right.
So then the competitive nature starts
heating
come out.
Up a little bit. And the Generals have always been short. They've never won a ball game against the Globetrotters. But anyway, so it's going to be a very competitive environment. And our crowd's going to be all over it. And they're going to boo Hunter Dickinson.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, said stuff that maybe in the media that, you know, probably didn't thrill our fans.
Right.
But I think he's...
But he's never won at our house.
He's never won in Champaign. It's been three or four times, right? And counting up there, he's never beat
when
us.
He played for Michigan?
Didn't beat us.
Okay.
So we're like 6-0 or whatever. Yeah, right. But I think obviously if Kansas is number one, let's just hope it's a good competitive bout and we look at it and say, you know what? We can play with anybody.
That's right.
That's what, kind of what we want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And, if we make a few more baskets than they do, so be it. Okay. We're done.
Go Illini. And hear this type of thing anytime. Yeah. StevieJay.com if you want to rehear what happened with Luke Goody.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's all right there. And you can go hear Jay Layman from Monday and everything. Mm-hmm. Any of our shows
That's
available
right.
at StevieJay.com. You see the podcast to the right, a right header, and you can do that.
Kind of in the toolbar, drop down, all good. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a great Wednesday. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And this is Luke Goody from Men's Basketball.
Hey, Luke, last year we talked about some Sony TVs.
I remember. You had a good look in 65-inch for under $1,000.
Sony didn't fix what wasn't broke. That same TV is now $899. Instead of making new models in the basic series, they dropped the price.
Well, that does sound smart. Most everything costs more this year.
It is smart. Of course, the step-ups are all new and improved. The OLEDs use panels 30% brighter than last year, a processor that remasters content so it just looks real. Sony OLEDs have the best look.
Do they do anything special for sports?
Good question. Fast action can get messy. OLEDs are quicker than regular TVs. Throw in Sony's XR OLED motion, and your crisp passes will not look blurry.
It's important to see the ball.
As in, follow the bouncing ball?
What are you talking about?
These two, these sing-along shows? Never mind. Just Google it.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Are you tired of the daily drive? Ready to embrace the freedom of working from home? Look no further than Tapman's Towing. They're hiring remote dispatchers to join their team from the comfort of your own home. At Tapman's, you'll play a vital role in coordinating their dedicated tow truck drivers, helping people in need. Join them today. Experience the convenience of working from home with Tapman's Towing. Apply now at tapmanstowing.com. Tapman's Towing, where every day is a new opportunity to make a difference.
Hi, it's Big D and Bubba, and we want to talk to you about our friend Nate Evans. We want him...
Hi, Randy Graham here with Curtis Orchard. Have you been out lately? You'll find more than apples, pumpkins, cider, and donuts. We also carry grass-fed beef, Duke Cannon men's products, and collectible Dineen mugs. Family-friendly business. Speaking of family-friendly, where else can you go that everyone has fun together? Apple and pumpkin picking aren't just for kids. When you want experiences everyone enjoys, visit Curtis Orchard. Date spot, outdoor amusement, pies, bakery, kids activities, and place for kids parties. We're located on Duncan Road south of Curtis in Champaign. See you soon.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at FightingIllini.com.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc. Fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
It'll be kind of cloudy today and rainy. It's kind of what you see, what you get. Enjoy the warmer temperatures. We got a few more days of that, then 50s by Saturday, 40s by next week. So we're going to be into a definite cold and wetter pattern here for a minute. Not bad, still nice. Okay, ESPN coming up next. This is WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. The drive this afternoon with Lontay and Derek Piper after 3 o'clock. Coming up on 9 o'clock in Champaign-Urbana, ESPN.